visit?
We had a good visit. But, not, you know, he's I think he's got another trip signed or lined up. So, you know, he's a possibility. He's a good football player that, you know, we want to have him in and get a chance to meet him and get to know him a little bit. So, nothing to report there.
What would he possibly bring that Sanchez doesn't?
He brings competition. There's going to, you know, we talked about it from the very, you know, when earlier in the year I talked about the fact that we're going to, you know, bring in and have somebody compete with Mark. And you know, so he's one of those possibilities. And you know, he's a guy that had a real good year in Houston last year. So a guy that's definitely a possibility for us.
John, the way that teams have moved up into those first two spots, ostensibly to take, you know, the top two quarterbacks, does that in any way affect your thinking at 31 or what direction you want to go or anything like that?
No. I mean, it's too far from us, so it really doesn't affect us. We didn't, you know, they obviously haven't said who they're going for, but I think we all have a pretty good idea. And so we didn't think that they were in the ball game for us anyway, so. It really doesn't. Again, you never know how it's going to fall, and especially being 31. We love being there. It's a good place to be. So we'll have to wait and see. There's going to be a lot of different options for us there. So we'll see how it all takes shape.
Would you have ever considered moving up that high? I know your picks are a little difficult because you're picking so low, but did you ever consider trying to move up that?
Well, it's a long way to move. And, you know, when you look at how much they paid for – where they moved, both teams moved. I think it might have taken four of our drafts, and so that'd have been a little difficult.
With the way free agency started at the quarterback position and now with teams seemingly moving up to grab a quarterback early in the draft, are you still comfortable with, you know, the options left at quarterback draft, free agency otherwise?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I think we're happy with Mark. I mean, I think that Mark was a starting point for us, and now it's, you know, we want to find somebody to come in and compete with him. And I know Mark's excited about being here. We're excited about having him. And so he was a high draft pick, you know, 7 years ago. And you know, hopefully get, you know, somebody in here. And, you know, that's why we took our time. You never know how this thing's going to fall out. There's always, you know, there's been a lot of twists and turns already at this point in time. And so we'll just kind of wait and see. We're going to continue to wait and see how it kind of falls out.
Inevitably, there'll be a run on some sort of position, whether it's a lineman or D tackles. When you're sitting in the draft room, how do you anticipate those sort of runs happening? And where you're at 31, I guess, how do you anticipate and how do you react when whatever?
Well, when those runs start, you never know where they're going to be, and so you just have to sit there and be patient. And you know, I think that you know, we feel like there's going to be some good players available for us at 31. So. We're excited about that. We just don't know who it's going to be, so we'll have to be patient with it. And you know, there's so many things that come out before the draft, and until you get to game day and draft day, and you don't know exactly how it's all going to fall out. So that's kind of the exciting part of draft day.
Do you have more than two first-round grades at quarterback?
I'm not going to say that either. I know, it was a good try. So yeah,
I'm gonna, like the class,
that's general. Inside info, right, Jeff?
Do you like the class?
I guess, you know, there's some good players in it. You know, I think that there's plenty of guys in the draft that I think that there's going to be some players. There's no question there's going to be players, and I think there'll be some guys that you know, have a chance to compete to have good careers. And there's going to be some guys with some quality backups. So.
We hear a lot about best player available versus Jackson Dean. How much of that is a staple for you guys on your draft board?
Well, I mean, that's what we try to go into the draft with. I mean, we try to go in with, you know, not having some place that we really have to have somebody. And I think that, you know, we feel pretty good about where we are, where our football team is. And you know, everybody has needs. But we feel like we can. I think the most important thing is to hit on your draft picks. And so, you know, a lot of times when you get in trouble is if you reach. And so as long as if you're taking what we feel is the best player available at the time, and now if it falls into a position of need, then it's all the better. But our you know, thought process is to make sure that, you know, we're drafting people that are going to have good careers in the NFL.
You've had some issues. You drafted guys with Roby and Ray, who had, whether it was character issues or however you – team that there's some guys talked about now that could fall. Given how those two adjusted, does your locker room and your the way your infrastructure is give you confidence that you can continue to go do that if you needed to, if a guy fell?
Well, first of all, we evaluate all the character concerns and figure out what they are and if it's something that is, you know, a trait or if it's something that's something that, you know, a young guy makes a mistake and can grow through it. So, you know, every situation's different there. But I think one of the best things that we do have is our locker room. We have a lot of good guys with the right mentality, and that locker room's a real good locker room right now. So, you know, we want to continue to add good people to that locker room.
So you look at Kimdiche, is that a mistake, or is he too much of a red flag in terms of repeated incidents?
Ask me the 30th. Or the 20th. When's the last day of the draft? Yeah.
Could you give us positions of need?
Huh? No. I want to make your job easy, just not that easy.
That was general.
From the pre-draft visits that you had in the last month with guys.
What's that now? Say that again. I'm sorry.
What did you get from the pre-draft visits you had?
Well, you get to know them a little bit. They're a little bit, you know, we get 15 minutes with them at the combine, and so we get to have them in here and spend a lot more time with them and get to know them a lot better. So it's, you know, those 30 visits that are available are always, you know, very important. And, you know, there's a lot of times there's a lot of things out there about different kids that aren't true. And so when you get in here, you kind of, you know, find out what's true and what's not true and get to know them. So, I mean, those are always good visits to have because you can clear a lot of things up.
How much better do you think you are at this than you were when you first started? How much more comfortable? How much have you learned?
Come a long way. There's no question. I think looking back, of course, I said I knew what I didn't know back then and, or I didn't know what, however I said that, right? But obviously with experience and, you know, working together with the staff that we have with Matt Russell and, you know, Tom Heckert, our, you know, our whole scouting staff and getting to know everybody, I think we're in good shape. I'm excited about it and feel real good about, you know, where we are on the personnel side, the people we have working, and so it's a good combination.
John, how do you do your mock drafts? Does different guys represent different teams through that process?
We, you know what? Yeah, we've done that. I think we might change a little bit this year because what happens is you end up wrecking your own board, right? So what we're going to do is probably do it off some other mock drafts and say, okay, go through those mock drafts and look at what players are available and in that situation, see who it would take if X, Y, and Z were available. So, but those are always important. I think it's important to go through that exercise just to, because then you have a pretty good idea if A, B, or C, or D are there and which direction you may want to go.
Have you started that yet or have done those yet?
No. We'll start those early next week, yeah.
Were you or are you behind because you guys played into February? Did that take some time to catch up?
No, we're not behind. We're in good shape. We're right on schedule you know, it's just there wasn't a lot of time to breathe one thing I did learn is that it's much better winning a championship as a player than it is an executive. You get much more time off as a player to enjoy it. You know, we got right back into it as, you know, when you get back. And obviously the combine was 2 weeks after we got done playing, and so we jumped right back into it. So it's been but it's been good. It's I take that problem every year.
Last year, CJ and Ronnie were 1A, 1B. They both got very different contracts. Do you expect that to affect their dynamic? Do you want Ronnie to come back maybe motivated?
Well, sure. I mean, I think Ronnie is motivated, and we're glad he's back. You know, and I think that, but the, you know, those are the type of things when, you know, when you're out on the market kind of sets the value. You know, when CJ got out there, and there was obviously somebody that set his value, so, you know, that's the hard thing. But I think once you're in the locker room, and I think players, you know, players understand where the money is, but it's not once you get in the locker room and things start moving forward. I don't think it's a big topic. And I don't think they've been around each other for a long time. I don't think that's going to be an issue. John, you know, if anything, I think that will help.
You said last
and motivate
year, you
Ronnie.
Didn't really understand why Demaryius wasn't here. He should be here, even though he's going through the stuff. Do you feel the same way about Vaughn this year, or has your attitude changed?
No, I mean, this is voluntary. This is all voluntary. So if Vaughn chooses to be here, then great. And so, you know, you always hope that everybody's here, but, you know, players have different things they've got going in the offseason, so it's a voluntary session.
Do you want to see this go in Carolina again like it did with Demaryius?
I don't know. We'll see. I hope, you know, I would hope not, but we'll see. I mean, I think that it's not nearly as bad as people have it portrayed it being out there. So we think that, and, you know, I know what I think of Von Miller. I know what this organization thinks of Von Miller, and he's very important to us, and we're going to work our tail off to try to get something done with him.
So how would you characterize right now the negotiation, maybe how far apart it could be?
Well, there's been one offer, then there's been a counter, and then we've been in draft meetings too, so there hasn't been a whole lot of conversation. And now that we're still in draft meetings, but not in it for 8 hours a day, that there'll be some more conversation.
How do you feel about the distance between those two offers?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, you'd like to be a little bit closer, but again, that's where you start, and we'll continue to work on it, hopefully be able to get something done.
John, how, if at all, has the absence of Peyton affected recruiting and free agency, how you're going to fill whatever void there might be in leadership in the locker room, and maybe even the draft, if at all?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, as far as guys wanting to come play here, they still want to come play here. I mean, I think we were successful in free agency and what we wanted to do, especially shoring up the offensive line with Russell Okung and Stevenson coming in. We feel really good about those two, and then Crick coming in on the defensive line. And so, you know, we, as far as people wanting to play here, that hasn't changed a lot. Obviously, you're going to go through growing pains with Peyton not being here, and you know, we're 1 week into it. You know, I think Mark has done a tremendous job of you know, getting introduced to his teammates and fitting into the locker room, and that'll just continue. And so then with the draft, we'll have the young guys coming in, that'll be new guys fitting into the locker room, and then we'll fill out the 90s. So that's kind of the process, you know, that happens this time of year. But, you know, I think we'll always miss Peyton. Peyton was always a big part of this. And so, we'll, you know, he's, you know, there'll always be a little bit of an adjustment when you have a guy that's created a legacy that he created when he left the game, leaving the locker room. There's always a little bit of an adjustment.
John, it seems like the projection for certain positions, specifically offensive line and other positions from draft to NFL, is different. How do you do, you know, projection as far as production versus potential?
Well, I mean, that's part of the game, is trying to figure out you know, the potential there and why maybe he hasn't reached his potential at a certain point in time, and the production that you see right now and how much upside. And so there's so many different things with every position that goes into the equation of where you stack a guy on your board and where you would take him. And so, you know, that's part of the game. That's part of, you know, hopefully why we're able to pick the right guys and have guys that we draft that stay here for a long time.
What are your expectations for Hireman now that he's healthy?
Well, you know, we expect him to step in and be a force at the tight end position, and him and Virgil right now. And we've also got, I think, Green signed. And so, we have high expectations, as we did last year, you know, and now he's healthy. And I know he's real excited about getting going and being healthy, and he's biting at the bit to get back out there.
Back at the combine, you talked about O-line as a position where there was depth in the draft, but you said you'd only really studied offense at that point. Now, couple months down the line, where do you see the depth in this draft position?
Well, I mean, I think both offense and defensive lines and in the secondary you know, two places, you know, there's a lot of good football players in this draft. And so, you know, but I think that, you know, offensive line is one area that there's a lot of depth.
John, with the popularity of the spread offenses in college, what do you look for as you determine, you know, certain positions, offensive linemen, even defensive backs and whatnot, that they'll be able to make that adjustment to the pros? Is it football IQ or?
Well, it goes into that formula, you know, athletic ability and you know, what you see on tape and play speed, and, you know, obviously what they do at the combine, you know, plays into that. So, you know, character, personal character, FBI, as you talked about, all of those things go into the, you know, go into the process of trying to figure out who's the best fit for us.
How would you characterize what's going on with Kaepernick? Obviously, it was reported that you met with him and all that kind of stuff. Is that dormant, dead?
It's dormant. Yeah, he's been working out from what I understand. So, you know, that's all I can really say on it.
Would you revisit?
What's that?
Would you revisit?
We've never not. It's never been. You know, everything's right there, And so that's kind of where it is. And
what you offered on the table, and that's it.
It's there.
Okay. John, what do you expect from Trevor Siemian? Do you see him competing for a starter, or see him more as a backup this year?
You know, we're really happy with Trevor in the way that he's played. I mean, he's very talented. He's got great arm talent. He's a young guy. You know, he came off an ACL last year, so he'll be much better coming in this off-season program. And plus, he's got a year under his belt as far as the offense, and so he'll feel a lot more comfortable. And so Trevor's going to compete too. So he's going to be one of those guys. And, whether we bring in three or even whether we bring in four, you know, we've talked about just staying at three and throwing a ball out there and seeing who comes out with it. You know, comes out with the ball, and but he'll be in the hunt. He'll be right there in the middle of it and competing.
A few more for John. What has allowed you to stay patient through this process at quarterback when outside clearly external anxiety is increasing by the day/hour? Why are you so patient with it and able to?
Well, first of all, I felt good. Right? We feel good with Mark. But there's also, you also know that there's going to be a lot of different things that happen. And so, you know, to be able to have, you know, to really have to rush into a decision, we didn't want to have to do that. And because if you rush into one and all of a sudden here falls another one, another apple over there that you kind of like, you know, I just didn't want to get us, you know, to where we were going down one road and didn't have the options to look at all the others. So that's why we've stayed patient, and again, what's helped is having Mark. I mean, a guy that we feel like has got the experience in the league and can play in this league. So that's why we've been patient.
A lot has been made of the departures on this team, but recently you've shored up some spots at running back, safety. Is that kind of the goal, to make sure you don't have a huge need going into the draft each year? And how do you feel that this year compares to maybe past days?
Yeah, I mean, that's the key, is try not to go in with a big need, because that's, again, as I said, you know, that's when you kind of you reach a little bit, and so we don't want to do that. And so we've tried to shore everything up, and offensive line, we were able to do that with the signings that we've had, as well as Ronnie and coming back, and CJ coming back, and, you know, and then KO at safety. So, but, you know, depth-wise, even though we have lost guys, there's turnover every year. But that's why these drafts are so important, is to be able, because you know you're going to have turnover, that you got to have the young guys and draft well to where they can step up for the guys when they do leave. And so we feel great. We got 9 picks, and, you know, we're in good shape there. We're going to have a bunch of picks again next year. And so we'll continue with the philosophy of trying to build through the draft and add free agency wise where we think that they can help us.
John, do you have any draft superstitions, things that you just have done year after year after year?
No, not yet. I haven't. I mean, I think that some, you know, other than schedule, you know, I really haven't. I, even though as a player I had a lot of those things, but I haven't created any yet.